You're listening to Cross Currents. I'm Holly Kernan. 131. That's how many people were murdered last year in Oakland. It's a number that's been quoted often already, but what about the number of people who were shot and wounded? That number is close to more than 550 for the last year. And so far in 2013, there have been almost more people shot than days in the calendar year.
Innocent bystanders have been shot down. Grandma Ramona, Little Hiram Lawrence, Carlos Nava, Gabriel Martinez, and others that have just been in, as they say, in the wrong place at the wrong time. How could you be in the wrong place at the wrong time when you live in the city, when this is your home?
That's Bishop Robert Jackson speaking at the Oakland City Council meeting last night. He and other Oakland ministers have come together to demand more aggressive action from Mayor Gene Kwan in response to the spike in violence. They asked her to call for a state of emergency. We reached the bishop earlier today to ask him what that would mean for the city.
Well, the state of emergency will help us get the mutual aid that the Oakland Police Department desperately needs right now. They're not able to protect and to serve the community at large with the numbers that they have right now. They only have somewhere around 620 cops to police the entire city, which we need a minimum of 800. So there's a real discrepancy when it comes down to the number of officers that we need. The state of emergency would call for a mutual aid packet that the state would step in and send in the Alameda County Sheriff's Department, maybe sheriff agencies from San Mateo and other law enforcement agencies, U.S. Marshals, maybe to help us, you know, to abate some of the problems that we're having around crime.
And Bishop Jackson, you were at the Oakland City Council meeting last night where they were discussing this controversial contract about public safety and the idea of bringing William Bratton on as a consultant. What was it like last night at the City Council meeting?
Well, it was actually going pretty well as far as everybody, you know, giving their views as to what they thought about that. And, of course, the biggest thing was that Bill Bratton would come in with the stop and frisk. It seems to be the biggest thing, racial profiling, you know, and so that seemed to be the real argument, even though, you know, the mayor and the police chief had already said they would not tolerate racial profiling and stopping and frisking. So that would not be a part of any kind of consultation or contract that they would enter into with Mr. Bratton.
Do you support that plan?
Well, I support this. We don't have a plan around public safety for the citizens of Oakland. We really don't have a plan. And so this man, Bill Bratton, supposedly is a strategist that could come in and involve community along with policing and in order to get us all working together to abate the problems that we're having in our city.
And you've said that the violence is out of control. 555 people were shot and wounded last year, 131 homicides. Can you tell us a little bit about who's getting shot and who's dying?
Black boys are getting shot and brown boys are getting shot. And black boys and brown boys are dying. Their blood is being spilled in our streets almost on a daily basis. And if they're not killed or wounded, bullets are fired and rounds of ammunition are being fired in our city, almost like Afghanistan.
And there's a question about access to guns. There's a big national conversation happening about it after the Connecticut shooting. It's at epidemic proportions in some East Oakland neighborhoods. Why do you think we haven't called for this to be considered a crisis?
If you really want my honest opinion, I think it's because these people that are dying, being murdered in our streets, and the ones being wounded are mostly black and brown. And frankly, I don't think a whole lot of people care.
And you said you've never seen it this bad in all the years that you've lived in Oakland. You grew up in Oakland and went to Castlemont, right? Or did you grow up in Berkeley?
No, I was born in Berkeley, but I grew up in Oakland. I've lived here 67 years. And I've never seen it this bad, and I've been pastoring the Axfold Gospel Church for 29 years now. And so it's really, and these automatic weapons that these young people are using is just extraordinary. We, just case in point, we had a homicide where the youngster that was shot and killed, there was only one bullet that hit him and killed him, but there was 100 rounds fired. Just imagine, you know, where did that 99 rounds, where did they go? And just see how they're being sprayed everywhere. Anybody's mother, grandmother, child, anybody could have been hit by this stray bullets and these just automatic weapons just firing at an alarming rate. So the safety of the public is my real concern. The sanctity of life, you know what I'm saying, is just not here like we need to. Need to have it.
So there's a big divide in Oakland around how you solve this and whether or not more police is the answer. And I think that was on display at the last couple of city council meetings. Somebody who spoke last night said, what causes crime? Poverty causes crime. Hunger causes crime. Bratton is not going to solve any of those problems. How do you analyze this deep divide?
Well, and they're right in their assessment, because Bratton is not going to be able to solve crime. And if anybody thinks that one man can come in here and solve the problems that we have in the city of Oakland, the only person who can do that is the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the only man that I know that can come in this city and really make a positive change, you know. But as far as Bill Bratton doing that, I don't think so. He's going to give a plan for the community and the police to work together with the problem. But it's going to take a whole lot more than that. But the deal is, we can't solve all the problems at one time. We have to work on first things first. And so priority right now for me is public safety and the sanctity of life. That's first. If we can ever stop the bleeding, if we can ever stop the carnage, then we can move on to the other things that are affecting the crime, you know, and work with the other factors.
Bishop Jackson is minister with Acts Full Gospel Church in Oakland, and he's president emeritus of Pastors of Oakland. You're listening to Cross Currents. I'm Holly Kernan. We just did a story about the shooting of Alan Bluford. His family questions the police narrative about Bluford's death, and his father, Adam Bluford, actually spoke at last night's city council meeting. How do you think that the OPD can improve its relations with people living in places like East Oakland, and especially with young people?
Well, I think it can be done. We're already working on that right now. We have a program called Our Kids Program, which is actually ran by the Oakland Police Department and the community and a number of churches working together with young African American boys in particular. And the ones that seems to be at risk for the gangs and for the street and that sort of thing. And we're having real good success. It's a lot of work, but we're working on it. And so we can see that there are some things that we can do together to build the community trust of the police department, especially among our young African-American boys. And this program is going on right now. We're looking to have a big conference coming up in June at the Marriott, and we're looking for 100,000 to impact 100,000 African-American males to come in and become mentors and surrogate fathers to a lot of these kids that don't have dads in their lives and don't have the mentoring and the coaching that they need to become the successful men that I believe God intended for them to be. And again, with Alan Bluford and his mom and dad, my heart just breaks because of their son and all that's around his death with the police department. I think it's a travesty. It's certainly sad. Alan, again, he went to our school at the Acts Christian Academy here at the church. And so we have had an interaction with him early on. So it's really sad to see what happened. And you know, like I said, it breaks my heart to see any parent having to suffer their child being killed. And you know, it's just heartbreaking.
Why do you think there's still so much animosity between the Oakland police force and many young men of color in Oakland?
Well, because there was a lot of racial profiling. There was a lot of hostility. The black community has felt from the police department a lot of unnecessary stops and pullovers. And just because they were police and they had the ability to do it, a lot of them feel like the police lied and trumped up charges on them and a lot of harassment from the police department just because they could do it. So they don't have anybody to protest, you know, treatment that they feel in the black community. I know I wasn't always the pastor, and I had my times with the police department myself. It wasn't always that I was favorable of the police department, and had run-ins with them as well.
Like what? Can you give us an example?
Well, there were times when, you know, we weren't doing anything, and the police would come sort of like just, we would say, just bothering us, harassing us for no reason at all, because we were just there, and apparently there in their mind, we were concocting something or getting ready to do something. So if you're black, you've experienced that. I guess that's just part of being black in America. But, you know, for you can't hate the police altogether, because we have to have law and order, but we need law and order that's going to be fair, that's going to be professional, that's going to treat everybody the same way. You know what I'm saying? And not be a respecter of colors, a respecter of people.
And do you think that OPD is making strides in that direction?
I think they're trying to do that. There's a number of great police officers, again, that I work with that I think are great. They're great humanitarians. I mean, they're wonderful people. They have families and everything, too. They have hearts. As a matter of fact, the Our Kids program that's being so successful with our young African-American boys was founded by a police officer, and because he got tired of locking up black boys and putting them in jail. So he started the Our Kids program, mentoring program, and it's being very successful. As a matter of fact, it's being replicated in a number of states now across America.
Well, and I think that that's the question that people are raising. Is a larger police force going to make us safer? And you obviously are saying that you think that it would, but OPD still has to deal with these deep divisions and the perception that OPD is not necessarily going to be on the side of public safety in all cases.
Well, we only have 620 police officers right now, and the numbers are going down while we're talking. They're estimating probably by the end of January we'll have probably 600. And so they do have an academy going on, but that academy is not even going to replenish the attrition that's taken out a lot of those police officers. And a lot of them are transferring out of Oakland because they don't want to work in the city of Oakland anymore. They're working too long. They're tired. They're, you know what I'm saying, a lot of things going on with them. And so it's a crisis all the way around. We should have a minimum of 800 police officers in order to really have some semblance of public safety in our community. We're down 600. And like I said, it's dropping. Our numbers are dropping. So even if Bill Bratton came on board, we don't really believe there's enough police officers to handle the 911 calls that they have and also to patrol the streets. So either they're doing 911 calls and responding to the emergencies of 911, or they're trying to patrol the streets. They really don't have enough officers to do both.
And you said your heart is just broken. You're tired of seeing mothers with hearts broken and their kids being killed in the streets senseless. The police can do some things in terms of ensuring public safety, but you still have young men running around with guns who are terrorizing people. How do you break that cycle?
That's where we're at right now. You just described it. That's exactly why we were there last night, because that was our question too. And we have to, we're praying and we're believing God, but we also know that God uses people. And so that's why we were there, to address the city council, because that's the question of the hour. How do we do it? And so Bill Bratton is supposed to be a strategist, an expert in the field. It's interesting to see what he would have to say about it, because obviously none of our leaders in the city have an answer. We can tell you, my suggestion would be that everybody gets saved, everybody receive the Lord Jesus Christ, we can live in peace. But of course, you know, that's not going to happen. But that's what we promote as far as the churches. Our prayers are being answered, because when you see 555 people last year wounded and didn't get killed, to me, I give God the praise for that, because that's the grace of God and him answering the prayers of the churches that's praying for these boys that's out there. But still, 131 did die. And those parents, again, those siblings and their extended family, their hearts are just broken over their loved ones dying. It doesn't make any difference if the police is shooting people or if people are shooting people. The fact remains, people are dying, and that's what we have to stop. The first homicide of this year was a 17-year-old, and he was sitting in the car, and somebody walked up on him and shot him four times. and killed him at 17 years old. And I had to talk with his mom and his stepdad and minister to them. And I'm telling you, it was just heart-wrenching to see that. He didn't even know what hit him.
What was his name?
His name is Tyrante. He was the first homicide of 2013. Tyrante Mickens. That's correct. Tyrante Mickens, 17 years old.
And you're part of a group of black ministers that are calling for the city to formally declare a state of emergency.
We have asked that, but the mayor says our city does not qualify for a state of emergency. I don't know what it takes to have a state of emergency, but she said we didn't qualify for one, and that's the reason why she hasn't called for it.
Do you ever wonder if waiting for the city leaders, the city leadership to take the lead on this is the wrong approach, that maybe we as the people living in Oakland need to do something?
Well, we're out there. We had 560 people out knocking on doors in the area which they call a killing zone in East Oakland this past Saturday. And we prayed with 441 people. So we do that all of the time, our church, especially. We're in the streets praying in the neighborhoods, knocking on doors, praying with the people. And even the people are tired of all of that's going on in the community as well. But it's like the conclusion is, what can we do? What can they do? It's happening, and it's happening in our community, and there just seems to be no end in sight.